say if they'll only eat mac and cheese, that's great.
Why?
Because the fact that what we'll do is we start where they are. Right?
Yes.
You gotta start where they are. Because if you're gonna start, like, you got, like, take that away completely, and now you're gonna only eat this, that raises cortisol, that raises...
Sure,
that also destroys the gut microbiome, weakens the immune system, raises insulin resistance. Okay, let's say they love pasta. That's the only thing they'll eat. Swap out the artificially enriched flour pasta for, like, an organic lentil pasta. If they love their mac and cheese, great. Swap out the processed cheese-like substance to real cheese. So, like, here now you have just changed into a real food.
Yeah.
Right? And this then will slowly, because, I mean, my gut microbiome can change, like, within 3 days. If we can just start with that. Guess what? Now their microbiome is already changing with the food that they already love.
Welcome to Functional Moms Podcast, lifestyle medicine for women over 40. Let's age on our own terms.
This episode is for you if you have kids in your life and are concerned about their nutrition and health. According to a 2021 Journal of the American Medical Association study, 67% of calories consumed by children and adolescents in the United States came from ultra-processed foods. Wow. This is up from 61% in 1999. Ultra-processed foods include frozen pizza, microwave meals, packaged snacks, and desserts.
Dr. Medea Saeed, also known as Holistic Mom MD on social media, is a practicing board certified family physician, international speaker, and a global best-selling author of The Holistic RX, Your Guide to Healing Chronic Inflammation and Disease.
Dr. Saeed and her children speak internationally in the most prestigious holistic conferences, summits, TV, radio, and newspaper. CNN has named Dr. Saeed as an expert. Her kids even have their own podcast called Holistic Kids, where they speak to functional medicine experts.
We had the opportunity to hear Dr. Saeed speak at the Institute for Functional Medicine Annual International Conference in Las Vegas. And today, we find solutions for busy parents looking to improve their kids' nutrition and health.
Okay, hi, Dr. Saeed. We are so thrilled to have you on Functional Moms Podcast today.
Yes, I am so incredibly honored to be here.
We hear from so many parents that they are just struggling with their kids and their nutrition. They're confused. Mm-hmm. There's so much processed food that they're either exposed to or that, you know, they're consuming on a regular basis. So we really want to learn more from you today on what are some simple things that we can do to at least get started on this process of eating better. And we've heard you say, you know, junk food leads to junk behavior. So if you could share a little bit about what that means and how the processed food plays into that.
Absolutely. Ultra-processed food makes up about 60% of our kids' diets.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And so ultra-processed foods has been shown to destroy the gut microbiome, weakening our immune system, because 70 to 80% of our immune system lies in our gut. We have 100 trillion gut bacteria. Ultra-processed foods raises insulin levels, and it raises blood sugars, tremendously increases blood sugar levels, and increases insulin levels. That's what contributes to insulin resistance, metabolic dysfunction. But ultra-processed foods, you know, because the gut lies, you know, is like where all the disease starts, 95% of our neurotransmitters are in the gut, made in the gut.
Yeah.
So if the ultra-processed foods is destroying the gut bugs that then are supposed to make the neurotransmitters, guess what? This ultra-processed food is also leading to mood disturbances and hyperactivity and, you know, kids that are just not themselves.
Sure.
So when you give kids junk food, they really turn in, they have junk behaviors, their body doesn't work. So it's really like, you know, a car, right? If a car, we want a car to function appropriately, we want to put gas in it. But like one day you're like, oh, orange juice is cheaper, even though, but like it's not meant for the car. But if we start putting it, it's not going to work the way that it should.
Mm-hmm.
So same with our kids. They are meant to eat real food, because real food determines trillions and trillions and trillions of biological processes that occur in our body every second. Real food regulates that.
Wow. Yeah.
So if we're not giving our kids real food and we're giving them food like substances or fake food, their bodies are not going to be able to function the best they can.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we need, in order for our bodies to even function, our cell needs glucose for energy. So that's fine. But the thing is, it depends. When we give artificial fake food, it leads to this hyperglycemia, more oxidative stress, chronic inflammation, and actually mitochondrial dysfunction.
Wow.
That then leads to a slew of
more
chronic
everything
health conditions.
Would be
everything
connected.
Yeah. Is connected.
Okay.
So
wow.
Food is probably the most powerful tool that we have to help our children heal.
And so something I've heard you say is that your microbiome changes. So
yes.
If you're eating this processed food, would it adapt and then make you crave it even more?
Yes.
That you would keep wanting more
and more.
You
would keep it, not even just the microbiome itself, which is a key piece, because mm-hmm. there's a direct connection, again, from the microbiome to our brain through the 10th cranial nerve, which is the vagus nerve. And that, yes, so that does increase cravings, especially if there's dysbiosis there. Mm-hmm. But also, if we start actually reading the ingredients that we're feeding our kids, MSG causes us that, like, we're addicted to it. You need more. And all these additives and preservatives have been formulated just so we eat more food.
You want more.
We want more.
Yeah.
We're addicted to it.
And
we start to
crave
it.
That.
And we've all experienced
that.
Right? And so that is what educating our kids about, you know, I mean, everybody wants to be in control of themselves. Nobody mm-hmm. wants someone else to come and take control. But this is exactly what's happening today.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, there are millions of people that the food companies need to employ. And the only way they will continue to grow is if they find that bliss point of food that makes us want to come back again
and
again and again. So they spend trillions of dollars to try to change the way that we respond to food.
Wow.
And that's what we need to, like, really empower and educate our kids mm-hmm. that we think we're in charge of that. No, we're not. It's actually the pesky bugs and then, like, the food
companies.
Sure,
yeah. So that makes it's not really all your fault. Like, it's not like
it's
that you don't have the self-control
no.
or something like that.
Because a lot of things, it's like, oh, well, you don't have enough self-control. No, because we have been manipulated for our brains and bodies to want that ultra-processed food.
Sure, yeah. So another question I have is with the picky eaters. Like, we get so many people reaching out to us saying, my kid will only eat chicken nuggets. They'll only eat mac and cheese. What can I do? Like, where do I even start with that? So what's your thought on that?
I say if they'll only eat mac and cheese, that's great.
Okay.
Why? Because the fact that what we'll do is we start where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
You
got to
start where they are. Because if you're going to start, like, you got to, like, take that away completely, and now you're going to only eat this, that raises cortisol,
Sure,
that also destroys the gut microbiome, weakens the immune system, raises insulin resistance. So let's start with, okay, let's say they love pasta.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing they'll eat. Swap out the artificially enriched flour pasta
mm-hmm.
for, like, an organic lentil pasta.
Okay.
Right? If they love their mac and cheese, great. Swap out the processed cheese-like substance mm-hmm. to real cheese. Like, grass-fed.
Okay, love that. Yeah.
So, like, here now you have just changed this fake food type thing into a real food.
Yeah.
Right? And this then will slowly, because remember, my gut microbiome can change, like, within 3 days, depending on that.
That's so exciting.
Yes.
I have heard that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just within 3 days. And so if we can just start with that, guess what? Now their microbiome is already changing with the foods that they already love.
Yes. Yeah.
And so
I love how easy you're making it.
Yes. We don't have to be like, you know, it's not all, you know, black and white.
Yes.
Let's start where they are and then they'll start to crave real food because now adjusting slowly but surely. Your kid loves to only eat brownies and cookies and cakes. Great. Let's feed them brownies, cookies and cakes. Mm-hmm. Let's feed them. In my house, we'll do like brownies with almond flour and coconut flour mm-hmm. and cookies with cassava flour, right? And with dark chocolate chips with like date sugar or coconut sugar in them. I'll even sneak in those cookies and cakes and then brownies that I'll make, I'll sneak in like super phytonutrient rich foods that the kids can't taste.
Yes.
Like just a little bit of Himalayan tartary buckwheat.
Yes.
You cannot taste it at all. I think you guys all had
that
yesterday.
Yes, we had a little sample. Yes, we were lucky. Yes,
so
sample.
That's the thing. Like now you're starting at a place.
Okay. So you're starting with what they like,
what
just
they like.
Making some
we're
little
just
tweaks.
Yeah. Making those tweaks. And I feel when you start with that, mm-hmm. it makes it doable for anybody.
Yes.
So
I feel relaxed just thinking about
yes,
this.
Yes, it makes it so much easier than saying, we got to take this all away.
Yep.
You know, I'm just going to cook for you all day long. You're only going to eat my food. You're not going to eat anybody mm-hmm. outside food. Like, and that's where having these alternatives makes it doable.
Yes.
On top of that, like, you know, in my house, whenever, you know, there's probably hundreds of diets out there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And there's so many different, you know, foods that don't eat this, don't eat that. It gets too complicated. Focus on the things where that 90% of these diets have in common.
Right.
Real food.
Real food. Right. Yeah, it's true.
It's real food.
Yep.
And then whenever my kids are hungry, they go down a list. What is your vegetable? Clean protein, healthy fats. So here we already got the fiber, we got the protein, we got healthy fats, and then they can choose whatever they want. It sort of gives them like a roadmap.
Yeah.
And then they do, they'll be like, oh, mama, I had this, this, and this. Now I'm going to go have my like chocolate chip cookie that I had.
Yep.
I'm like, great. Awesome.
Yes. Perfect.
Right?
Okay.
And so therefore now we've taken like the struggle out of the food.
And you're giving the power back to your kids.
And that is what's super important. Uh-huh. Because the fact that in my house, we do have cookies, we have cakes, we have chocolate, we have candy, like everything's there.
Sure.
But there's a healthier alternative for all of them. Right? And what's so amazing is that because these real food alternatives are made of real food, they're not addictive.
Right. Yes. Because you don't have those chemicals in there.
You don't have those chemicals, those additives, those preservatives in them. So they're not addictive. Mm-hmm. They're satiated with a little slice of one cookie. Or they're satiated with just a little bit. And here now they don't feel like they've been deprived of anything.
Right, yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so, and there it, when I stock my house for success, there's nothing in the house the kids can't eat.
Perfect, yeah.
So thereby now it removes the negativity that's associated with healthy food.
Yeah.
Right? Because what happens is
there
that
there is so much negativity. It's
there's
true.
So negativity.
These are not fun foods.
These
are not tasty.
And let's go ahead and talk about that, because that's like my fun food. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Now you got me going.
Yep.
Because us parents and then also, you know, healthcare providers, we all fall into this.
Yeah.
You know, when we go to an amusement park, we're like to telling the kids, don't worry about the ingredients and don't worry about the oils because we're having fun.
Right. Okay.
Okay. We go out to eat. Don't worry what's in the ingredients. Don't worry about the oils that they're cooking because we're having fun. When we're at a party, don't worry about the ingredients. Don't worry about the foods, like the oils, because we're having fun.
Okay.
Now, indirectly, we have associated fake food
with fun.
Fun.
Wow. I have never thought about it that
Just
way.
Just think about it that way. When I saw that implication, because now, who would want? Because the only time that we're actually caring about what we're putting in our bodies is when we're home.
When we're home.
What kid?
Yeah.
Really wants to have like foods that's not fun.
Yeah.
Like kids love fun food. So we have directly equated.
Yeah. I never thought of it that way. Yeah,
subconsciously.
Right, like a subliminal message.
Subliminal message. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, real food is actually home food.
Yeah.
That's like boring, that
it's
like
boring,
you just.
It's not tasty.
It's not tasty. Yeah. It's like stuff, but like restaurant, amusement parks, you know, going out like to with their get-togethers.
Yeah.
You know, movie theater. All of these, we don't have, these are all fun places that we're not worried about the food. And so the fake food is fun food.
Okay. Yeah. I never thought about that at all. That is really interesting that's the message we're sending.
That's the message. But then now that raises an entire generation, even us parents that, you know, have been practicing this way and trying to do this with our kids for so long.
Yeah.
But we're still finding that
resistance.
Yes. Why? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that.
Yeah. Wow. I'm having such an aha moment. That has certainly been my life because, but now it is challenging,
right? It's very
challenging. I mean, we're going to, you know, on vacation or we're going to go out to the restaurant.
Absolutely.
Very hard to find restaurants that don't use seed oils. I mean, there may be some, but not.
There are some, and that's what we make fun out of it.
Okay.
Right? So the kids, when they go out, like, for example, we went to Turkey just a couple months ago. I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to find in Turkey?
Sure.
Right? They're like, we really want Turkish delights, Mom. What am I going to do? They found organic Turkish delights.
Did they really?
They did. They made it their mission.
Yeah. So they worked on that.
They worked on it. For the kids, it becomes like a scavenger hunt.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
And so.
And they probably were delicious.
They were delicious.
Better than ever.
And the thing is, you're like working. So we created like more of like a family game out of these things.
Okay.
So when we go out to restaurants, now I've listed like we're here, you know, in Las Vegas.
Yes.
The kids actually had already done their research on where all of the organic restaurants are and which ones they want to try.
Awesome. Yeah.
When we come to any vacation, we actually first stop at any of the local grocery stores. We stock up on all the kids' fun favorite foods that are real, right? Like we have their chips, we have their, you know, cookies, but we're made with almond flour, their cassava flour chips or potato chips that are cooked in avocado oil. Mm-hmm. So here we've like, they're still fun foods.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
They're still having fun.
Yep.
But now I've connected fun food to real food.
Yes. Okay.
And so that's what we've tried to do. Like, I'll take an electric skillet everywhere we go sometimes, and I'll do breakfast there, like, depending on, because I feed a family of 9 a daily basis.
That is a lot. Yes.
Okay.
So if you can do this,
anybody can do this.
The rest of us should be able to do this.
And it actually is more cost effective.
Yes. Well, that was my other question, was cost.
Cost effective.
That's a big pushback we get from people, you know, when we're talking about organics or non-GMO.
Yes.
That it's so
expensive, like,
it's so expensive. How is it possible? Right?
Absolutely. Okay. Because remember, we talked about these fake foods being addictive. So yes, you can spend a little bit less money on the food quality.
Okay.
But you spend more money on the food quantity.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
Because you're eating so much.
Because you're so much more.
Like, you could easily eat a bag of Tostitos
yourself.
By yourself.
Right.
Yes.
Like, how many slices of pizza will they? And then on top of that, they're hungry again.
Yes.
Because your body's still looking for those nutrients.
Yeah.
But when it comes to real food, the kids are satiated with just a little bit. So yes, it may be a little bit more expensive at the beginning at the food quality, but the food quantity is remarkably decreased.
Right. Okay.
Because they're satiated with real food. Their bodies are not, like, constantly on the alert to, like, look for food. And so when you have a child that is eating real food, their microbiome is balanced, their blood sugars are balanced, when they're making the choices on their food so that you limit the struggle there, you have a child now that is completely like a real human being.
Right. Yes.
So they're making the decisions on their own. Mm-hmm. We've just prioritized because I really think it also starts with the power of gratitude.
Okay.
Being thankful for the body that we've been given, being thankful, truly thankful. Because I think that we, especially in today's culture, our kids are waking up with negativity. They're going to sleep with negativity. They're on social media negativity. You know, they're comparing themselves. I don't got this. That negativity then, they're like, you know, we also need to role model this. But to show that if they were truly grateful, would they want to destroy this body that they had?
Right. No.
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to.
You wouldn't want to.
Right. You would do everything you could.
You would do everything because you're truly grateful for the health that you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think if any parents are like, where am I going to start with this? Mm-hmm. Starting with the power of gratitude. Because raising a grateful child is raising a healthy child.
Yeah, I love that. Okay.
Because starting with their day with gratitude, and the easiest way
to do
that.
And how would you start? Yeah.
Immediately when you wake up in the morning, we got to change our subconscious. So that's a time where, like, we're half sleeping.
Yeah.
So I have the kids, like, immediately when they wake up in the morning, they're like 10 things that they're thankful for. So it becomes like this, we have like a healing routine. So in the morning time, I do this. So I've taught the kids to do this. Just like we teach our kids to brush their teeth.
Yes.
Right? I mean, us parents, this is our responsibilities, right? So teach them how to brush their teeth, teach them to wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. These things that are necessary, but we need to also teach them how to protect their physical, mental, emotional health, and the spiritual health. And so the best way to do that, one of the key tips that I've given parents and I do with my own children, is immediately when you wake up in the morning, say 10 things that you're thankful for. Mm-hmm. That, it's like guaranteeing you're waking up on the right side of the bed.
Wow, okay, yes.
And then you're making better choices.
Throughout the whole day.
Yes.
It kind of sets your whole tone.
It sets your whole, and it does take time, especially if somebody's in that.
Absolutely, like in the beginning, 10 might be hard to come up with. Like,
you do three.
You start small.
You start small, right? And then, or even put little sticky notes all over the place.
That's a great idea.
So having little sticky notes of on, like, the refrigerator, the microwave, pictures. And so therefore, now you're surrounded in a zone of subliminal positivity, because these sticky notes are directly related to positive.
Yep, positive thinking. Yes, so it changed your whole day.
And that was going to change your whole day. Yeah. And now the decisions that you're going to make, there's two main pieces of decision making, and that's your amygdala and your prefrontal cortex. Mm-hmm. And you need both of them to make a rational decision. But when we live a life of frustration, agitation, it actually disconnects these prefrontal cortex from the amygdala, and therefore it leads to irrational decision making. It leads to us versus you mentality. The kids are unable to control their emotions, are unable to control their actions. So again, one of the most positive first things that we can do to get our kids to be real human beings is the power of gratitude.
Wow, amazing. Yeah. And so what's your thought about teens? Because I have older kids, and they're, you know, they're a little harder with that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, they're a little, you know, it's natural for them to be resistant, I think, to whatever.
Oh, absolutely. Especially
suggest.
If their moms are saying it.
Yeah,
moms or dads are caregivers.
Yeah, like, moms are always wrong.
We're always wrong. Yeah. I have a 16-year-old.
Okay.
So I completely get it now. And then a 13-year-old. So he's like, they're all in that age group. But I realized that we need to educate and empower them and then leave it up to them.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Our job is to parent. Obviously, we would wish they would be perfect all the time. Mm-hmm. But I think that if we can just give them the autonomy to make their own decisions, but after we have educated and empowered them and cultivated the soil that they need to grow.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Because they're going to grow in their own different ways and we have no control over that.
Absolutely right.
But yeah. Then what we can do is like the stuff that we bring into the house, right? And have them like, and educate them. Have these conversations about the gut microbiome. These kids are learning really complex things in school that technically don't really matter in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, long division are we all using.
Right, true. Like, good point. I know. Right? And healthy eating is never mentioned.
Exactly. And then we don't give kids enough credit. They're learning, and especially in this new age of technology, these kids are like learning things that we as adults haven't even figured out.
Yeah.
So we need to, so if they can figure out those really complex things, they can easily figure out.
Yeah.
Read labels. What is red number 40? What is azodiacarbamide? What is BHT? What are all of these ingredients? Mm-hmm. And do you want to put it in your body?
Right. Yeah, it's so true. So many people just don't even think about reading a label. I mean, to be honest, I never did until I had a child with severe food allergies and was sort of forced. And then I started thinking, like you're saying, like, what is BHT? What are these things?
What are
like,
these things?
Yeah, like.
And so have the child and make that decision themselves, right? Yeah. But it does start with like slowly making that gratitude, because if they don't care about their bodies, then they're not going to really care about what they're putting in it.
Yep.
So start slowly with the practice of gratitude, you know, and it really just starts to being grateful yourself, teaching them the positivity matters, slowly, you know, helping them change your subconscious. It takes time. It's not, there's nothing happens overnight.
Right. Yep.
But, and then also start educating them about the power of food. Right? Our gut microbiome. What happens to the glycemic loads of certain foods? You know, like the processed foods raises your blood sugar a lot higher. Mm-hmm. And especially teens, they're worried about acne. They're worrying about weight gain. They want dark circles. And I'm like, do you really want to deal with all of these with the blood sugar imbalances and then your periods being off and all these things?
Sure.
And those are all insulin resistance related. Yeah. So teach our children about insulin resistance.
And even with the anxiety and depression among teens.
Absolutely.
It's so high now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so teach them how it affects their brain. Like these are things in our regular conversation that we can have with our kids.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right? And we can just intersperse it here and there. It does not like it's something that needs to be happening all the time.
Yes,
they're like, my mom's gonna go on about that again. No, it's just like, we're just gonna talk about this. And then, check this. And then when I show excitement, right? When when they see how excited mom is, they're like, I'll try that.
Yes.
You know? Uh-huh. Like, for example, again, let's just think, like, the kids are addicted to these chips.
Sure.
Like these Takis,
the
worst, So I would come and then like, I would be like, check this one out, you guys. Like this tastes so delicious. And it was still red like the other one. Like there's like a Fugo, like it's a potato chip that's an avocado oil, but it's like spicy, like a Taki or like a hot Cheeto. And they'll taste it like, oh my God, this is so delicious.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at these ingredients versus those. Which one would you prefer to put in your body? If this is equally as delicious.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And so if we can then stock the house up for success, it makes our life and their life so much easier. And then when they start, and then again, slowly but surely over time with education, just like we're educating them on everything else in life, we're just helping them, guiding them along the way, helping them make their own decisions, cultivating that soil so then they grow to the best of their abilities. They start to, then they can taste what real food tastes like.
And I mean, it's so true. Your taste buds change.
Your taste buds completely change.
Yes. Because even just personally, I can speak to that. Like as I've evolved and changed my diet over the years to less processed food, like your taste buds will change.
Yeah, and then you don't even want to discuss.
No. It doesn't taste as good, yeah.
And like in our house specifically, we have labeled the stuff as it is, chemicals.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Like they're just toxic chemicals. So this is real food, this is toxic chemical version. So which one would you prefer? And so in that way, they're like, well, they don't even look at that food as food anymore.
Yes, right. Yeah, you start to change.
Slowly.
Yeah. But I love this. So you're really giving us things that we can do that are practical.
Practical.
If we have someone that only eats mac and cheese, we can start with mac and
cheese. Start with mac and cheese.
Don't make it hard.
Don't make it hard.
And I love the gratitude. That is such an important piece.
And the gratitude.
And your point about the fun food, you know, how we associate that with going to amusement parks, but then at home the fun food wasn't fun. So we really need to
slowly.
To get to
the bottom
of that.
But it's still like if you go to an amusement park, we'll go and we'll still look for stuff. And if we find it,
they're like your scavenger hunt.
It's like a scavenger hunt. You're looking for those things. Or if I don't find anything, I'm like, let's go, you guys, let's go get ice cream and cookies or whatever mm-hmm. from Whole Foods or Sprouts or somewhere you know that is like mm-hmm. clean, and let's go do that. So like, for example, in Turkey, they really wanted the ice cream because they were making all those mm-hmm. little like things, and they couldn't find the ice cream.
Okay.
So as soon as I got back, I had like organic cones. There, you can even get cones with like that from Sprouts that are just coconut. Oh, really?
Good. Ooh, I've never seen that. Okay.
Yeah, and then you get like coconut bliss, or you get mm-hmm. Fronin, which are like clean ingredients, and you're making your own ice cream treat.
Yes, amazing.
And then you get the sprinkles. Mm-hmm. So now we've just taken, again, real food to fun food.
Real food to fun food. Mm-hmm. Love it. Okay. So you have tons of information, books. So can you please share with our audience where they can find you on social media, and then your books and all that?
On social media, I'm Holistic Mom MD.
Okay.
Because I myself had dealt with lots of chronic health conditions, lupus, Hashimoto's, severe digestive issues. As a family physician, mm-hmm. I was not improving. I had my first child and said, you know what, I need to now really take charge. And started learning about holistic medicine, mm-hmm. started applying it with my children. That's when I'm like, oh my God, this is so crazy. It's amazing. And then, that's why it's called Holistic Mom MD.
Holistic Mom MD, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then my kids now have a podcast called the Holistic Kid Show Podcast.
Yes, which is amazing. You should
They've
check
done
it out.
Over
yeah.
150 interviews.
So cool.
I have written 8 books. I have an entire children's book series called Adam's Healing Adventures.
Yeah.
That really is a little bit higher level, the mid level, so like your lower teens can read that and still gain lots of benefit from those books. The latest one I have coming out in August is called Real Food Versus Fake Food.
Okay.
Adam's Healing Adventure, where they become food label detectives.
Amazing. Yeah.
And because of the podcast, the kids got also a book deal. So they mm-hmm. are writing a book currently called The Teen Health Revolution, Unlocking Lifestyle Secrets to Optimizing the Mind, Body, and Soul.
Mm-hmm.
That is
excellent.
Coming out next year.
Next year. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So lots of fun stuff.
Thank you so much for all that you do, Dr. Saeed, because
so much.
We really need it. And it is so confusing for us parents out there. There is, and you know, we do not get this from our regular pediatricians.
No,
really.
We don't.
We're not
and
hearing
I wish
this
we
information.
Did, but we
they
don't.
They are not too concerned about nutrition. You're not going to, you know, as long as the kids are growing, they're okay.
Yes, so. And unfortunately, us as a family physician, we were never taught nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We were never taught really any stress management. So the only thing that we were really taught was, here's a problem, here's a pill. Like, my husband has to see 110 patients a week for our paycheck not to go half.
Wow, yeah.
So, like, we don't get paid for how many patients we see, so why do we want to heal you?
Right, yeah.
So, unfortunately, the doctors don't know. Mm-hmm. But to look for other avenues of learning, educate yourself, start to educate your children. Mm-hmm. And remember, just take it one meal at a time, one day at a time.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be hard.
Mm-hmm. I love
right?
that.
It's
yeah.
easy, and it can be super fun.
Yeah.
And explore this with your kids. You know, find ways to, like, if they, we talked about, like, the podcast, the pasta.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
I sneak broccoli sprouts in the pasta, mm-hmm. and nobody could tell.
And no one could tell.
So, yeah. like, educate yourself, start slowly. Know that food can be medicine,
yeah.
and it can help heal our world.
Yes, I love that. Thank you again for coming on today.
My
we really
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
It's been such an honor.
The information provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purpose of diagnosing, curing, treating, or preventing any disease. We are functional medicine certified health coaches and not licensed medical professionals. The opinions and advice of guests are their own and also not considered to be medical advice. Always consult with a healthcare professional when making any healthy lifestyle changes.
We would love to hear from you. Please leave a comment or review. Email us at info@functionalmoms.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button.